settling the Carolinas. In 1663, King Charles II created a large proprietary colony south of Virginia. The colony was called Carolina, which means Charles's land. In Latin, the king gave the colony to a group of 8 prominent members of his court who had helped him regain his throne. The Carolina proprietors carved out large estates for themselves and hoped to make money by selling and renting land. The proprietors provided money to bring colonists over from England. Settlers began arriving in Carolina in 1670. By 1680, they had founded a city, which they called Charlestown, after the king. The name later became Charleston. John Locke, an English political philosopher, wrote a constitution for the Carolina colony. This constitution, or plan of government, covered such subjects as land distribution and social ranking. Locke was concerned with principles and rights. He argued that every man has a property in his own. This nobody has any right to but himself. The labor of his body and the work of his hands, we may say, are properly his. Carolina, however, did not develop according to plan. The people of Northern and Southern Carolina soon went their separate ways, creating 2 colonies. Northern and Southern Carolina. The northern part of Carolina was settled mostly by farmers from Virginia's backwater. They grew tobacco and sold forest products such as timber and tar. Because the northern Carolina coast did not have a good harbor, the farmers relied on Virginia's ports and merchants to conduct their trade. The southern part of the Carolinas was more prosperous, thanks to fertile farmland and a good harbor at Charlestown. Settlements spread and the trade in deerskin, lumber, and beef flourished. In the 1680s, planters discovered that rice grew well in the wet coastal lowlands. Rice soon became the colony's leading crop. In the 1740s, a young English woman named Eliza Lucas developed another important Carolina crop, indigo. Indigo, a blue flowering plant, was used to dye textiles. After experimenting with seeds from the West Indies, Lucas succeeded in growing and processing indigo, the blue gold of Carolina. Slave labor in the Carolinas. Most of the settlers in Southern Carolina came from another English colony, the island of Barbados in the West Indies. In Barbados, the colonists used enslaved Africans to produce sugar. The colonists brought these workers with them. Many enslaved Africans who worked in the Carolinas worked in the rice fields. Some of them knew a great deal about rice cultivation because they had come from the rice-growing areas of West Africa. Growing rice required much labor, so the demand for slaves increased. By 1708, more than half the people living in Southern Carolina were enslaved Africans. By the early 1700s, Carolina's settlers were angry at the proprietors. They wanted a greater role in the colony's government. In 1719, the settlers in Southern Carolina seized control from its proprietors. In 1729, Carolina became 2 royal colonies, North and South Carolina.